Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that you and I can do to help. This week, we're talking all about Christmas. To start, I asked this Wicklow woman what she thought people could be doing to make their Christmases more sustainable.
Use less wrapping paper, maybe.
Do you think that Christmas is a bad time for the environment?
Yeah, there's a lot of packaging and waste.
What lessons do you think people should learn about how to handle Christmas in an environmentally friendly way?
Recycling, maybe. And less, like, packaging and wrapping paper and stuff like that.
Let's look at one of the ways we can make our Christmases more sustainable, and that's by supporting local Christmas markets. I went to the National Botanic Gardens and caught up with Felicity Gaffney, who is the head of education there. She told me more about the sustainable Christmas market going on there this weekend.
So next weekend, that's Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of December, we have our annual sustainable Christmas market. And basically, it's a carefully curated market. We put a call out and over 400 people applied. And of that, unfortunately, all who would like to have participated, we can't say yes to everybody. So we have about 85 stallholders from a wide range of disciplines, all with sustainably, ethically sourced produce. Lots of it, most of it handmade here in Ireland, and most of it with hardly any air miles. I think the furthest person we have is coming from Wexford.
That's incredible. And I guess, why is it important that Christmas markets are sustainable?
So sustainability is part of the ethos of the Botanic Gardens. And obviously in the very way we grow things, we grow, we compost, we renew, we collect seeds and we start all over again. And, you know, basically, obviously we can't apply that to every facet of life, but we try to be encouraging people to be organic if they can. And if they're not organic, just to grow their own foods, or when they're buying things, not to overbuy. The circular economy is a big thing now. And a lot of the people who are coming here, we have, for example, one of the stalls we have is somebody who's making household goods and furnitures he's upcycling them from old instruments. So we've got lots of eclectic, different types of things. Obviously, we've got lots of things like jams and chutneys and juices and ginger products, just to name a few off the top of my head.
And I love that all of these stalls are very carefully curated. You do your best to background check these businesses.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes, we do. I actually took quite a bit of time to curate this, but I think it's worth it. This market has actually been going on for about 15 years now. So last year we told all of the people who came, we're doing a complete fresh call out. It's not that you won't get in again, but you must reapply. And everybody was looked. We had to just compare them to other people, or we had to give lots of people opportunities.
There's other Christmas fun to be had at the Botanic Gardens this weekend as well. Felicity told me a little bit more.
Yes, so as part of the market, we're going to have choirs here on both Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, we have Isobars, who are the local choir here from the Met Office. And on Sunday, we have Chorus, which will be a big, big group of singers from North Dublin. And they come every year and they give us great renditions of all the Christmas carols. We also are giving family tours. So the families tours, the Christmas plant family tours, and they'll be going out at 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, and then also over the Christmas season.
And that was Felicity Gaffney, who is the head of education at the National Botanic Gardens. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online as well using the hashtag #OursToProtect, and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087-77-11-103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Cumashun na Man with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at OursToProtect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.